did you ever have to take this stuff that they used to give for malaria, this white bitter?
Yeah. And I've took some of that in the last few years. That's good for cramp.
Is it?
If you ever get to where you have cramp and can't sleep at night, get you some quinine capsules and take one when you go to bed.
I see. Did you ever have to take it just in the powder form?
Yes, sir. That's the only way we used to have it a long time years ago.
I guess that's pretty rough, telling you that, Lord.
I know these old doctors, calomel and quinine, said that that's about all it. They had. They didn't have all this fancy patent medicine and stuff.
That's it. Say, talking about a person who's died, say, have you ever heard anybody say something like if they didn't like the person, they might say something kind of nasty or something joking about it, like, well, that old sorry so-and-so finally
kicked your bucket.
Kicked your bucket, yeah. That'd be a joking way of saying it. Croak, something like that.
Yeah.
You ever heard that?
Yeah, very often express it saying he croaked.
We're talking about somebody who's died. You might say, well, he's been dead a week now and nobody's yet figured out what he...
What caused it and what he done and what he...
What he died
with.
What about the place where people are buried? You call that a...
Call it cemetery, graveyard, cemetery.
Does it make any difference what you call it? Like if it was a small private place on private property?
Well, they call that a plot where you have to buy them. I think.
What about the box that the person's buried in? You call that the...
Well, it's a coffin, and then the coffin's in a box. Something, you know, they don't bury it just to make it coffin.
And the ceremony for the dead person, you
know.
What about if there are people at the funeral dressed in black? You say they're in
mourners.
Do people still do that?
No, not through here.
You ever heard of a disease around here that children used to get? They get sores in their throat and it'd swell up and they couldn't breathe.
Tonsillitis? Is that what they call that?
Or something more serious called
diphtheria. Diphtheria killed some little children around here way back years ago.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's a bad thing.
Hmm. Have you ever heard of any kind of disease that make sure your skin and eyeballs turn yellow?
Jaundice. That's the yellow jaundice.
Yes. Do you ever know anybody that had that?
Yeah, I've seen them have it.
Do you ever have it yourself?
No.
Say if a person had his appendix taken out, you might say that he'd had an attack of...
Appendix. Well, they call that appendicitis.
Appendicitis?
Yeah, it's appendicitis, but when he's been operated on, they call it something else.
Oh, appendectomy?
Yeah. Appendectomy.
You still got yours?
Yeah, but I've been cut open. I've got a patch right in there.
Is that right?
Yeah. Got a patch put over. It said it'd always be there. It said holes in it. It said the flesh would go through it. Could never tear loose there no more.
Mm.
Said it could be tore around it. But I'd feel it once in a while, just explain. I said, Doctor, when y'all was cutting on me, why did it go like you was cutting screen wire with scissors? He said, well, said we patched you down there.